Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Twitter is sending emails to owners of inactive accounts warning them to sign in by December 11th or lose the account name. Accounts that haven't logged into Twitter for more than 6 months get the email. Facebook announced it will buy Beat Games, the studio that makes virtual reality rhythm game Beat Saber. Beat Games will become part of Oculus Studios and continue to operate independently in Prague. Facebook says Beat Games will not become Oculus exclusive and continue to support the VR platforms it's on. However, mods, which let users upload their own audio files, will come under more legal scrutiny. Amazon voice services in the United States will be able to respond with excited or disappointed emotional overtones in three different intensities set by developers. The new feature could be used to sound excited if it tells you that you answered a trivia question correctly, for example, or disappointed if it's telling you a sports score where your team lost. The feature is powered by Amazon's neural text-to-speech. Amazon says user satisfaction at responses increased 30% when the emotions were used in testing. Amazon also added a speaking style more suited to news in Australia and the United States. Gartner estimates smartphone sales worldwide fell 0.4% on the year last quarter. That's the third consecutive quarter of decline, though the smallest decline of the three. Samsung raised its leading market share to 20.4%, as did number two Huawei to 17%. Apple's number three market share declined to 10.5%. Xiaomi dropped slightly to 8.3%, and number five Oppo rose slightly to 8%. Xiaomi reported its quarterly revenue grew 5.5% over the same period last year. This slowed from last quarter, though, when Xiaomi reported revenue growth of 14.8% year over year. However, gross profit for the most recent quarter was up 25.2% year over year. Xiaomi attributed a downturn in the Chinese smartphone market as one of the reasons for slowing growth. Internet services revenue for Xiaomi grew 12.3% on the year, but still makes up a small share of its revenue. Active users of MIUI grew from 278.7 million last quarter to 292 million. Xiaomi's smart TV platform had more than 3.2 million paid subscribers. Dutch newspaper NU.nl has stopped participating in Facebook's fact-checking partnerships. The newspaper had labeled an ad from Dutch politician Esther de Lange as false, but Facebook intervened, saying its policy says political ads cannot be fact-checked. In a blog post, NU.nl's editor-in-chief Gert-Jop Hoekman said, "What is the point of fighting fake news if you are not allowed to tackle politicians?" The other fact-checker for Facebook in the Netherlands, Leiden University, left last year due to the stance on political ads. HP Inc., that's the HP that makes PCs and printers, announced Q3 revenue rose 0.1%, ending 6 quarters of quarterly decline. Sales of PCs rose 4% on the year, beating expectations. Revenue from printers fell 6%. Xerox is attempting to purchase HP Inc., announcing a plan to engage with shareholders directly to put pressure on the HP board to sell. HP projects Q1 2020 earnings per share to be between 53 and 56 cents a share. Microsoft is making Outlook.com and Outlook for Web into progressive web apps. That means they're websites, so you don't have to go to an app store to get them, but they still work offline with caching, notification features, and background functionality. Outlook.com is available as a PWA right now on Chromium-based browsers for Windows and Mac OS. Microsoft head of Xbox Phil Spencer told Australian gaming site StevAvore that he has some issues with VR. Spencer said, quote, "It's isolating, and I think of games as a communal kind of together experience. We're responding to what our customers are asking for, and nobody is asking for VR." Ars Technica points out that analysis firm Superdata estimates that an install base of 14 million VR users existed in 2018. Ars Technica also points out that the $100 million in VR software sales for Oculus over the past 3 years doesn't quite match the launch window revenue of Red Dead Redemption 2. Sony's Shuhei Yoshida tweeted that, quote, "We oftentimes work hard to make things that no customers are asking for." Finally, Apple has changed its maps to show Crimea as part of Russia when viewing Apple Maps in Russia. Outside of Russia, the territories are not shown as part of any country. Russia took Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Google does not show Crimea as part of any country on its maps, but does use Russian spellings of place names when viewed from within Russia. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.